Welcome to Beyond Transcripts, the podcast for educators who want to meet and exceed best practices in transcripts and education management. Life for high schoolers can be stressful. So on this episode of Beyond Transcripts, I'm joined once again by Matt Bass, founder of TranscriptMaker, as we talk about how to help your high school students manage their stress. Think back to your high school experience. You probably had a lot going on. Students today have a whole bunch of things on their plate, not just school, but preparing for college, applications, social life, sports, maybe a job. They've got a lot going on. Now, we think our homeschooled high schoolers are probably less stressed than traditional students, but still, everyone's got stress. So we talk about some of the signs that your student might exhibit if they are experiencing stress. And it's important to know that some stress is normal and some stress is actually positive. But when your high schooler is exhibiting some extreme signs, it's getting in the way of them being able to do what they need to do, you want to give them some support. So we talk about some ideas and tools that parents can use to help their students, things like creating routines, helping get organized, teaching breathing to calm down, and you might even find some of these skills helpful for you. So stick around for this episode of Beyond Transcripts as we talk about high school stress and how to manage it. Matt, welcome back to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. Thankfully, I am not stressed, which is great. We are talking all about high school stress today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not stressed either.
Good. Thankfully. But you know, when I think about this topic, I start to get stressed because as parents, we have future high schoolers, right? So, yep. You know, this is a topic that's definitely, I think, near and dear to my heart and probably all parents, you know, as we think about our kids growing up and dealing with school and potential stressors. So let's start out with, why are high schoolers so stressed? What's going on for them?
Well, I mean, you name it. Preparing for college, of course, is a huge stressor. Trying to get into the college that you want to be in, completing the applications. There's so much paperwork involved, making sure that your transcript is in order. You know, just tackling some of those difficult high school courses too.
Right.
High school can be different for everyone, but I know, thinking back on my experience, there were courses I really enjoyed that were easy to tackle, and there were other courses that were not only not enjoyable, but actually mm-hmm. stressed me out because I wasn't sure how I was ever going to be able to get through them.
Right.
And then, of course, there's anxiety about taking tests. That's a huge stressor for a lot of people. Just the social life in high school, you know, depending on which high school you go to and, mm-hmm. and whether or not you're homeschooled or not, that can have an impact. And you know, if your plan is to do sports, pursue sports in college, that can be another stressor because you're trying to, you know, get that experience in high school. And it's different for everyone, you know, because every student has a different personality, and some personalities lend themselves more to being stressed than others. So that plays into this as well.
Absolutely. There's what we call state and trait anxiety. And so we all have a certain amount of trait anxiety. Some people are just sort of have more anxiety around things. And some of us function at a lower level of anxiety, but we all have a little bit of it. We all get a little nervous here and there. But then there's state anxiety, which is, you know, a certain situation may bring about some nerves or some stress or some anxiety. So, you know, a test is a certain state or a situation that you walk into. So, you know, someone who functions at a lower level of trait anxiety, they're maybe not as freaked out by the test, but that's still stressful for them because of that state anxiety. So that's a really good point that everyone deals with these things differently. And as you were kind of going through that list, part of what's interesting to me is that some of those are sort of end of high school things, right? Like applying mm-hmm. to colleges, filling out your applications, some of those bigger tests that are important. But then some of these things, just the classes and the exams and sports, those are happening throughout high school. So you're thinking, you know, a 14-year-old is having to deal with these things, not just someone who's getting close to being an adult and being on their own, but you've got brand new teenagers having to deal with all of this, and they're not necessarily equipped to manage this stress as well as we want them to be. So I was thinking about this before we started this episode and kind of mentioned this, that I have a hunch that homeschooled students might not be as stressed as traditional high school students. What do you think about that?
That's probably generally the case. I mean, being homeschooled myself, I did spend some time in public school as well, so I was able to compare, and mm-hmm. I definitely felt more relaxed at home. I think that's due to a number of reasons, but one is just extra time saved, because mm-hmm. when you're homeschooling, you're not having to take the bus to school or drive to school. You're saving a little bit of time there, which gives you more time to get your schoolwork done. You're also a little more efficient in getting your schoolwork done because you're not in a one size fits all classroom with a bunch of other students. You're getting, you know, dedicated time from the teacher. So that's another reason. And, you know, just in general, greater parental involvement. I mean, I think all parents want to be involved with their kids' mm-hmm. schooling. But obviously when your kid is at home with you and pursuing their schoolwork, you can be around, and that's probably a stress reliever for some students. It certainly was for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's probably a fair statement to make.
Yeah. And one of the reasons why I sort of thought this might be true is, so I only have an elementary school student and a preschooler. So I'm still very far removed from the high school experience, but I'm in a Facebook group with local district parents. And so I sort of have a little bit of a pulse of what's going on for the high schoolers. And man, they are stressed out. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a very competitive district, and even certain schools within the district are more competitive than others. And I work with athletes as another job that I do on their mental skills. And so they come in for sports, but then they talk about school and, you know, AP classes. And I mean, these are well over 4.0 GPAs, and they're so stressed. And some of them have actual anxiety because of the pressure that they feel. And it's not even always the parents that are putting any pressure on them. It's the pressure that's created because of all of the other kids who are such high achievers and wanting to do really well and get into these amazing schools. And for context, we're in the Bay Area in California. So there are some really great schools in California that people want to go to, and it's very competitive. So I would imagine if you are homeschooling, part of that stress drops, right? Because you're not able to do that social comparison that then adds more pressure. You might still have some of the same classes. You want to work to still a high standard, but you're not so, I feel like, overwhelmed by seeing everyone else and what it is that they're doing.
Sure. Yeah, that's probably true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's interesting because my kids will likely go through our public school system because it is great, but it's interesting to see all of those additional challenges that can come up and that can bring that stress for them. So mm-hmm. even though, you know, obviously we've got homeschoolers listening, there is still stress that these high schoolers can experience. So how might a parent know if their child is experiencing maybe more stress than is usual or more stress than is ideal? What might they see?
So one thing that's important to talk about up front is there's good stress and there's bad stress. So a lot of times stress is associated negatively, but there can be good stress. If it's acute short-term stress, I'm thinking I'm at a party or something, mm-hmm. or I'm performing on stage, like I feel stressed during those events, but it's a good kind of stress. It can help me perform better. It can help sharpen my reflexes, that kind of stuff. So there is good stress and bad stress. And when you're looking for negative stress in your students, one thing to look for is inability to focus. So they're having trouble remembering things. They're having trouble, finishing their schoolwork. They're tired all the time. Maybe they're getting irritable, or they're sad or depressed. Those are all signs that this negative kind of stress can be present. Also just getting sick more often. Yeah. I know a lot of times when I'm stressed, I'm much more prone to getting a cold or something.
Right.
Headaches too can be something that's another sign of stress, or especially like indigestion and GI symptoms and that mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Yeah. And that's a good point. You know, there's this good stress, and also for high schoolers, there is going to be some stress, right? We have this list at the beginning of all these things that your high schooler is likely participating in or a part of. And so it's normal that this will feel hard sometimes and that it won't always be easy. And I think that there are good life lessons in that, you know, that here's how you push through and you work through these times. But when there's that elevated level of stress and it's very ongoing and your child is, you know, up way too late or, you know, really seems to be struggling, that's definitely when you want to give them support. But I think even with sort of the normal day-to-day challenges of school, there's ways that we can help our students learn to manage the stress. And these are really great life skills. So what do you feel like parents can maybe do to help their kids manage the stress that is normal, but that also may sometimes get a little elevated?
Yeah, well, I think parents can do a lot. Just helping your students maintain a predictable routine can be super important. I know that was helpful for me growing up, is, you know, knowing that the day was generally going to follow the same pattern.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, fewer things you have to worry about. So you can really focus on just worrying about your schoolwork, right? You can, connect them with an academic advisor. That can be very helpful to have somebody there who can kind of talk them through what to expect in high school and what they need to actually accomplish in order to get into college. Just having all that laid out can be a huge stress reliever.
And I also for parents too, that would be a stress reliever, right? To have a clear understanding of here's what my child needs to do and here's how I need to support them and steps that I need to make sure that I take, or, you know, boxes that I need to make sure I've checked and that they've checked off together. I think information is a really big stress reducer when you know what to expect.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's all part of just getting organized. And again, personalities are different, but for me, I do tend to be a little more prone to anxiety. And if I can organize things, that helps a lot. So
Yeah.
And it might help everyone. But.
Right. And I think it's also important too, to, if you know that about yourself or your student, that you can almost get stuck in that, right? Like, I'm anxious, so I organize. And then you can just keep organizing and almost get stuck in that phase. Like, I just got to get more organized and then it's fine. But you have to be able to move through that and get into the action. And if you're feeling anxious, you know, I think you're just like, if I can just organize it, right, then it'll be okay. But we got to keep moving forward.
Right. It needs to be imperfect organization, because perfection is never truly achievable.
Right.
Just connecting them with a counselor in general who might be able to help them through some of these emotional issues could be a good step as well. And just encouraging them to bring up the stress with their doctor as well, because sometimes there's something else going on,
right?
And working with a doctor on that can be helpful. And then, you know, just be available to talk with them if they want to talk.
Right.
Not every teenager is up for that, but, you know, as you want them to know that they can talk with you about anything that's stressing them out if they need to.
Yeah. I forget where I heard this tip. I wish I could give credit to it. I definitely didn't come up with it, but I heard or read about a parent who basically journaled with their child. And so they had a journal and they would write, you know, sort of their thoughts to their child about their day, you know, how are things going? And then their child would write back to them. And so it gave a place for, you know, the child to be able, and I say child, but I think it was a high schooler, teenager, maybe, you know, to be able to write things that were going on and that they were experiencing, but it didn't feel as hard because they didn't have to sit there and look their parent in the eye and, you know, talk about maybe the stress they were experiencing, or, you know, the girl who they want to ask out, but they're not sure how to do it, or, you know, all of those things. Like, I'm worried about leaving home. They could express it, but it was easier to do it in writing. And then they would sort of pass it off to the parent, and then the parent could read it and write back, or, you know, then go and talk to them about it. So I thought that was a great way just to connect with your child. But I think this could also be a really strong tool in terms of helping them learn about the stress they're experiencing and how they can ultimately manage that.
Yeah, that's a fantastic idea. I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I know. I wish I could remember where I heard it. If I remember, we'll drop a link and we'll give credit. But someone out there, fantastic idea. Thank you for that. I had a couple other ideas. Anything else that you wanted to add to that list, Matt? Because that's a fantastic list of ways parents can help. Anything we didn't get to?
No, I think that was it.
Okay, great. So, you know, I've mentioned this a little bit, but one of the things that I do outside of hosting this podcast with you is I'm a mental skills coach. So I work primarily with athletes on their mental skill development. And I work primarily with teenagers and preteens. And part of why I love this group is because they won't be athletes forever, but they will be humans forever. And these are life skills. So I love teaching these young kids and teenagers and early adults skills that will help them within life. And learning how to manage stress, I think, is one of those skills that probably even as adults, we could all get better at, right? Because the mm-hmm. stress changes. So one of the techniques or strategies that I talk to athletes and students a lot about is simply using breathing to help them calm down. And so, you know, when we think about what happens when we get stressed or nervous or anxious, a lot of times our breathing starts to change. And this is true for everybody. Our breathing tends to get more shallow. Our heart rate then increases and we feel this discomfort in some ways simply because of how we're breathing. And then for those of us who tend to be a little more anxious, we start to notice like, oh, my heart's racing. Oh, I can't catch my breath. And then, you know, those anxious thoughts start to go too. And if you're sitting there going, oh, I've got this test or, you know, this college application, all of these things can really kind of combine to create that extra anxiety or stress. So by simply focusing on your breathing and really trying to slow that down with a nice slow inhale and then a long, slow exhale and continuing with that, it slows down the breathing, it slows down the heart rate. And by really focusing on the breathing itself, it quiets your mind because you can't really focus intently on more than one thing at a time. So if you're focusing on your breathing, as opposed to the, you know, the SATs that are coming up and the paper and the exam and the college application, you're simply focusing on your breathing. It gives you a moment to kind of quiet your mind. And then again, physiologically and physically, you're slowing down your breathing. You're helping to kind of release some of that stress. That can be a really great technique. And I love it too, because it can be done anywhere. You know, obviously these are homeschooled students, so they're not necessarily maybe sitting in a room that feels stressful for testing like a traditional student might. But, you know, if they play sports, they're out on the field. You can take a few deep breaths before you start, before an exam, before you have to go in for the SATs, before you take your driver's exam, if you can't sleep at night. You know, you can really use this deep breathing to help you calm down and kind of manage that stress and anxiety. So that's one of my...
It's amazing that such a simple thing can be so effective.
Yes, I know. And it's, you know, it's so funny because whenever I teach them, I'm like, okay, who here breathes? We all do, right? We're all doing it, but we just don't pay attention to it because it's automatic. And thank goodness, because that's a huge part of what keeps us alive. But by taking this sort of function that is automatic and something we don't think about and focusing on it and putting some intent around it, it really can change how we're feeling. So I love that as a strategy and I use it for myself and for anyone who's got young kids too. You can actually start this with them super young. So I started it with my now 6-year-old who, when he was 3, he had some really big emotions. And so I would use this with him to help him calm down. And it was a game changer for us, really. It helped him manage his emotions. And I didn't teach my now 3-year-old about this, but at about two years old, he would start taking deep breaths to calm down. So it's that idea of more is caught than taught. So I taught the first one and the second one caught it, which was great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So that's one of my favorite strategies. I'd encourage everyone to use it. I take lots of deep breaths too, as a parent. That's always feels necessary. And then the second strategy that I thought could be helpful for students trying to manage their stress is really to take a look at kind of the way that they're thinking, because a lot of times it's not the situation, it's what we're thinking about that's causing that stress, right? Yes, there is a test and there's an exam and there's a college application and there's college and there's all these things. But if we just take it one at a time, or we just, you know, think I can handle this, I've gotten through busy times before, I can do it again, versus I have all these things, there's so much pressure, what am I going to do? You know, if we can work on managing those thoughts a little differently, that can be helpful. So I encourage people to try and get into the pattern of when you notice that negative thought, remind yourself to stop it. So you can say, stop, knock it off. That's not helpful. You know, just something that kind of shakes you out of it a little bit. And you got to be strong with that internal voice. It can't be sort of wishy-washy, like, oh, don't do that. That's not helpful. Like, no, stop. That's not helpful. And then you replace it with something that is like, I can do this. Take it one thing at a time. I've been through busy times before. Math is my strong suit. So you replace it with something that's helpful. So you can kind of get into that pattern really in any life situation where you might have a negative thought or a worry or something that kind of adds stress and anxiety to you. Just get into the habit of notice it, stop it, and then think about something that's helpful or encouraging for that situation. So those are two, I'd say, of probably the best stress management tips that I teach to athletes that really then become their life skills as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And those are great life skills for parents too, I have to say. I notice I'm managing some negative thoughts with a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old quite often. So I think for parents of any age, student, and really just people in general, those are good skills to have. Mm-hmm. We all need Absolutely. Those stress management skills. So, you know, in talking today, obviously, as we said, it's normal, right? That our teenagers and high schoolers are going to experience stress regardless of when, where, and how they go through high school. It's a tough time. They're going through a lot. And there's a lot of things that parents can do to help support them. But ultimately, I think if we can help them learn skills and tools to manage this themselves, in addition to that parent support, you're giving them really great, again, life skills for wherever they go once they leave your house at whatever point in time that is. So any final thoughts for us today, Matt, about helping our high schoolers manage the stress that they feel?
You know, take it a step at a time and keep in mind that, like you said, this is building skills in them that will serve them throughout their life, because, you know, this is not the only time they're going to be stressed in life. Being an employee can be stressful too. Being an entrepreneur, there's going to be plenty of opportunity for them to put these skills into practice. So, so it's good to learn that stuff now.
Absolutely. We're helping to build their skill set and build their confidence that they can handle these stressful times. Because life continues to be stressful in different ways, but it's a great skill to teach them that they can handle it. It might not be easy. It probably won't feel good, but you can get through it, and here's how you do it. So thank you so much, Matt. I think this was a great topic and a really important one for all of our families listening.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks. Well, there you have it. More information on how you can help your high school students manage their stress. Because like we said, it's unfortunately inevitable. This is just going to be a tough time for your students, but they can get through it with a little bit less stress, with some support and teaching of skills from you. And hopefully you find these skills useful also, because life as a parent, there's going to be some stress too. If you'd like more information sent directly to you on topics like these, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter. And if you're finding your transcripts a bit stressful, you might not have checked out Transcript Maker yet. So don't forget that we have a 2-week free trial available for you at any time.